All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite with you for Pro Wrestling America, and we are getting closer to Remember Their Legacy on May 29th. But right now, we are at the State Farm Center for round 8 of the Round Robin Tournament, getting close to the end. But not only do we have the Round Robin Tournament matches, we have Ahmed Johnson in action. We have the Illinois and American Heavyweight titles on the line as Lance Storm defends the Illinois title against former champion Chris Candido. And Big Bubba Rogers seeks a bit of revenge from last week, defending the title against Hacksaw Jim Duggan. But before we get into the matches, a couple of roster updates. We've gotten contract extensions from Billy Travis and Steve Southern to keep wrestling with the PWA, so we are glad to have them continuing on. So our first match has Ahmed Johnson facing off against Dexter Poindexter. And Ahmed completely obliterates Poindexter in a quick squash match in 15 seconds. He grabs the microphone after the match and demands that either Lance Storm or Disco Inferno defend their title against him. Neither answers the challenge. After a moment, Ahmed proclaims that he will have to make his case a bit more violently. So what is that going to mean? We're going to have to find out later because Ahmed and Akbar have left the ring. Next match is the first match in round 8 of the Round Robin Tournament. Doug Gilbert facing off against Kendall Windham. And Doug and Kendall have a good match, but it ends quickly after their heads collide. Kendall falls out of the ring. Doug collapses to the mat. Tommy Young begins his count. Both men get to their feet by 8, but Kendall can't make it into the ring before 10. So Doug Gilbert is your winner by countout in a time of 2 minutes, 5 seconds. After the match, Kendall rolls into the ring. He asks Young to restart the match. Young refuses. Both Kendall and Doug want a good match between them, but it will have to be another time. Young escorts both men out of the ring. Neither is very happy, but there is always next time. But the next match has Paul Diamond facing off against Iron Mike Sharp. And Diamond and Sharp have a great match. The two dark horses in the tournament do their best to show why they are still in the thick of the hunt for the number one contender spot. Sharp gains an advantage after a spine buster and continues to work on Diamond's back until he is forced to submit to a Boston Crab in a time of 11 minutes, 1 second. Your winner is Iron Mike Sharp. Sharp stays in the ring because he has a stablemate coming down as they have the next match. Akbar helps Diamond back to the dressing room. Jushin Thunder Liger crosses paths with them in the aisle. Liger takes a cheap shot at Diamond's back, causing Diamond and Akbar to fall in the aisle. Liger climbs onto the ring apron to play to the crowd. Irritated, Sharp slingshots him into the ring. Liger lands on his feet. The two members of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International have a good match until Liger goes for an Asai moonsault. Sharp catches him and drills him into the mat with a power slam. Sharp catapults Liger into the turnbuckle, and as Liger staggers backwards, Sharp takes him down with a Russian leg sweep and gets the pin in a time of 5 minutes, 55 seconds. As the bell sounds, Pat Tanaka and the Sheepherders rush the ring. Tanaka grabs Sharp by the hair as the Sheepherders stomp on Liger. Tanaka tosses Sharp into the corner, then nails him with a shoulder block to the kidneys against the turnbuckle. The Sheepherders toss Liger out of the ring. The Gilberts rush down to the ring with Kendall. Tanaka climbs the turnbuckle and takes Sharp down with a double knee to the chest. As the Gilberts slide into the ring, Tanaka rolls out to safety. Eddie and Doug challenge all three of them to get back into the ring, but Tanaka and the Sheepherders quietly leave the area. Eddie and Doug check on their stablemates. As both men get back to their feet, the crowd cheers. So this war between Devastation Incorporated and Hot Stuff and Hyatt International and the Dirty Dozen, my group, and everybody else is still heating up as we can't seem to be out of each other's matches. Next match has Eric Embry and Iceman King Parsons facing off in the Round Robin Tournament. And they have a classic match. Both men try to catapult themselves further up the leaderboard. They have a very even match that keeps the crowd engaged. But Eric gets the win with a small package in a time of 13 minutes, 12 seconds. Now we move on to the Illinois heavyweight title on the line. Lance Storm facing off against Chris Candido. and Lance and Chris have an epic struggle for the title. Many times throughout the match, it looks like it'll end in a draw. Three times they barely roll back into the ring at the 9 count. David Manning continually tells them to keep the match in the ring. Storm gets the win in a controversial fashion. Storm takes Chris down with a German suplex. Manning counts Chris's shoulders down and awards the match to Lance. However, Randy Anderson comes out and says that on the monitor backstage, Chris's shoulder came up before three and Lance's shoulder was down. The two referees argue until my music blares through the speakers. I walk down to the ring as the crowd gives me a good pop. As I climb onto the ring apron, both referees and both wrestlers plead their cases to me. I wave them back so I can get into the ring. I separate everyone out, but I make sure that Anderson is next to Chris and Manning is next to Lance. That way I can keep straight which referee says what. I was watching backstage. I did not see Chris's shoulder come up. I didn't see Lance's shoulders down. However, I could not see his left shoulder in the camera angle. I uphold David Manning's decision as the referee in the ring. As Chris begins to protest, I explain that there will be a rematch between the two at Remember Their Legacy for the title. Akbar and Chris are not pleased, but I have said the final word on the subject. I hand Lance the Illinois Heavyweight title belt, and we leave the ring. Akbar and Chris are not far behind us, but nothing happens on the way back up the aisle. Next match, we go back into the round-robin tournament. Akbar accompanies Goldust down to the ring, and he is not happy the way the last match went. He tells Goldust that he has to make a statement in this match. Well, Missy escorts Iceman to the ring, encouraging him that this is his shot to jump ahead of Goldust on the scoreboard. Iceman is fired up. Goldust patiently waits for him in the ring. Goldust and Iceman have a great match that lasts almost the entire time limit. It is a fairly even match that keeps the crowd on their feet. Goldust, however, picks up the win after a brainbuster in the middle of the ring in a time of 14 minutes, 28 seconds, keeping him ahead of Iceman on the leaderboard. Now we get to our final round-robin match, as we have Too Cold Scorpio facing off against Dustin Rhodes. And Scorpio and Dustin end the round with a good match. Both men show why they were considered top contenders when the tournament started. However, both have had tough draws in the first 7 rounds. The 8th isn't any easier. Scorpio keeps Dustin off balance with his aerial assault. Dustin tries for a bulldog, but Scorpio takes him over with a back suplex. Scorpio then nails a missile dropkick to get the pin in a time of 7 minutes, 20 seconds. So what does it look like for the leaderboard now? Well, this week has definitely shooken things up, because at the top of the leaderboard is Iron Mike Sharp with a record of 5-4. Psychosis, who didn't have a match this week, is right behind him at 4-3. Right behind him are Doug Gilbert and Kendall Windham at 4-3-1. Jushin Thunder Liger, Paul Diamond, Eric Embry, Dustin Rhodes, and Goldust all bunch up in the middle with a 4-4 record. Right behind them is Wild Card with a 3-3-1, who also didn't have a match this week. Iceman King Parsons stays behind at 3-4-2. And right behind him in the basement of the scoreboard is Too Cold Scorpio with a record of 3-4-1. Again, this could all change again next week, as we have another couple of guys have multiple matches next week. But the leaderboard is rather bunched together, as we have really only 2 matches separating the top at Iron Mike Sharp and the bottom with Too Cold Scorpio. So anything could happen in these last 3 rounds. All right, but we're enough about the tournament. Now we're back to the main event for tonight. Last week, Duggan interfered in Big Bubba Rogers' title defense against Brett Wayne Sawyer. This week, Akbar has demanded that Duggan face Bubba in the ring. Pringle demands that the title be on the line so that Bubba has to defend the title against someone who is actually worthy of a title shot. Akbar is forced into a corner and has to let the title defense stand in the contract. Duggan and Pringle come down to the ring with a great air of confidence. Akbar and Bubba stomp down to the ring, neither of them very happy to have to defend the title tonight. However, this makes a great main event for you. Duggan and Bubba brawl with each other from the opening bell. For 40 minutes, they throw everything at each other. Pringle and Akbar get involved at times, but referee Randy Anderson never seems to notice anything. Bubba goes for a 747 off the middle turnbuckle, but Duggan gets his knees up. Despite the pain from nearly 400 pounds crashing on them, Duggan gets up in a three-point stance and takes Bubba down with a shoulder tackle for the pin and the title in a time of 41 minutes, 9 seconds. Your winner and new American heavyweight champion is Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Akbar calls down the rest of Devastation Incorporated, but Duggan and Pringle make their way into the crowd before they are extremely outnumbered. Akbar demands that they get back in the ring, but Duggan simply holds up the American title belt for the fans to see and cheer wildly. Again, a great time where Akbar tries to run things and it backfires in his face. How much longer is that going to happen? You're going to have to stay tuned and find out. As you continue on this journey with me through Pro Wrestling America, getting to remember their legacy just a mere 7 weeks away. This is going to be a great time. I encourage you to be back for that next week. But also remember the theology side of the podcast with the Confessional Corner, now monthly, but digging deeper every week, digging a little bit deeper into the Book of Revelation. We are into the heart of the matter right now, as most people view Revelation. So I encourage you to be here for that. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for supporting Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. We will see you next week.